This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park in a place of mistaken identity.
All right, welcome to Red 42 Radio. This is Jim Lancia. My regular co-host, Scoop Stanton, had a bout of explosive diarrhea, so he can't make it. No, I'm kidding. He had something more important to take care of, I guess, so he's not going to be in today. But we have a special guest, anybody who's familiar with this show and my YouTube channel will recognize. He's an active duty police officer. We'll call him Jay. Jay, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Meatball?
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so I'm glad I got you on today. just so the audience knows, Jay is very unique because it gives us insight of an active duty police officer, you know, because usually, you know, when I give you my perception on things, it comes from a dinosaur, you know, from a cop back in the days, you know, because I've been out of it for a while. But and that's good, too, because sometimes we need to look at that perspective. But Jay gives us the current view on things. You know, he's a little liberal, so we'll excuse that. No, I'm kidding. All right.
Don't make me reach to this phone, Meatball.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. All right. Okay. So today, Jay, for the audience, I want to touch on the Parkland, Florida shooting. I also want to touch on the NYPD Sergeant Hugh Berry acquittal, a couple of the other police shootings in Ohio and Chicago and the media. And we're going to also maybe last and not least, we're going to talk about those disgusting racist Obama portraits. Okay, so let's start off with Florida. I think that's what everybody wants to talk about. I guess we all know the particulars now, but what's your take on Florida, Jay? Just I don't want to put you on the spot, but what do you think's going on there? Do you think it's just another crazy shooter, or is there anything else to it?
You know, at this time, I haven't had a chance to look at the conspiratorial videos to see what the oddball things are. But, you know, I've done a, look over of the material that's available. And I will say this, what's kind of odd about this is different than most shootings where everybody's sitting around going, well, he was such a quiet kid. I can't believe this is the one that did it. Strangely enough, in this particular shooting, all the young people that knew this kid are all like, yep, that figures. Yep, that figures. That's exactly the kind of kid I thought would do something like this. Apparently, okay. He was like really into guns. And anyway.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I want to interrupt you there because, see, now, again, what we're saying here is based on conjecture, speculation. So, you know, but that's what we do here. We're going to try to give you what the American people are thinking. So you said it yourself. If the students that went to school with him could notice some peculiarities about his personality and that he could be a danger, then why couldn't anybody else have figured that out, like the doctors? Now, here's one thing I wanted to get on, and I don't think anybody's going to really touch on this, but why do the psychotropic drug companies get away with what they do, and why do the doctors why are the doctors never scrutinized for prescribing these drugs and not maybe reporting some odd behavior? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, any gun control here, but I'm talking about just, you know, a little bit of scrutiny or maybe some liability, just like they're holding gun dealers liable now and, ammunition dealers liable for these mass shootings. You don't see them going after doctors or anything. Yeah, you may not agree with that, but I'm just curious about that. What do you think about that?
Well, Big Pharma is practically untouchable in anything they do. I mean, anybody that circulates in some of the conspiratorial stuff remembers all those doctors that ended up dead, disappeared, or that one that shot himself in the heart on a bridge and fell off, and they all called it suicide, which was just kind of ridiculous. You know, and that was all connected with Big Pharma and, you know, Naga Waste and, you know, a lot of weird things that were going on. And it's basically Big Pharma is just so untouchable. Everybody remembers the they got caught blatantly. The CDC got caught blatantly covering up statistics that prove that, you know, there's a major increase in the inoculations of young children for vaccines in the connection to autism. They were caught destroying the evidence that proved this. And still, there's been no big hearings on it. There was even a Congressman Posey, got on the floor and demanded hearings about it, and it has just been crickets. And that's why Nobody ever looks into Big Pharma and their connection, because it's just, they're so untouchable. They're as bad as the other untouchable group that we know of that seems to get away with everything and drags our countries into wars that I don't even need to mention. Everyone should know who I'm talking about.
Right. And Big Pharma, I put a pretty important article in my book about that. I guess we don't realize the lobbying power that they have. I mean, I think they were able to put in like $20 million into the Obama campaign. I mean, if you can put that kind of money up, of course they're going to be untouchable. That's the problem with this form of government. The lobbying is absolutely incredible. And, you know, foreign countries can lobby and influence our government. And the fact is that a foreign entity can have more power in control of our representative republic than the people can. It just says a lot for how, you know, a once great system has, I don't know if it was ever great, but a system that worked has devolved into what it is today. We feel completely alienated and left out. Go ahead.
AIPAC. You know, let's just say it. AIPAC. Jewish lobby group. I mean, Big Pharma is probably second only to them in influence over both Republican and Democrat.
Right, and that bothers me because it doesn't matter who they are. It's just that no one should have that kind of control over us. I mean, they literally do. And if you mention it, you are labeled with all the pre laid out insults and labels, and you know, it's bad. But yes, but that's where Big Pharma is right now. So just like the Israeli lobby is way too powerful and way too controlling over our interests, the Big Pharma is the same way. But again, that's where, again, if you're going to blame something, the first thing they go after is guns. It's a tool. And if it's misused, it's misused. You punish the misuser. But see, just to let the audience know, Jay is definitely pro Second Amendment, and I am definitely pro Second Amendment. So this is, but again, it's the Second Amendment that is attacked each and every time, rather than maybe even the root causes like Big Pharma and even some of the doctors that should be able to detect some unusual behavior. And I don't know, I'm not going to say what they should do or shouldn't do, but why don't they ever get scrutinized? Okay, we got a break coming. We'll be back and we'll talk some more about the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Enjoy some of Pete's awesome bumper music.
Yeah.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
We're back with Red 42. Here's Coop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
All right, Jim Lancia here again with my special guest, Jay, an active duty police officer. Jay, we're going to just talk a little bit more about the Florida shooting. There's a few things that bother me. Again, now, I know being an active cop, you go on evidence and solid evidence, but this is a radio show, so we can speculate a little bit. So now, one of the unusual things here is that the perpetrator is alive. That's one thing, okay? And there was also a student on camera mentioning a second shooter while she was actually speaking to this guy, Cruz. So obviously someone else was firing shots before the cops got there, okay? And there was another one of those active shooter drills going on conveniently in the area, you know, at the same time that this was going on. That's pretty much an MO for all of these shootings. What do you have to say about either of the things I just mentioned?
Well, I haven't heard much about that, but I will say the kid fits the profile for somebody the CIA might want to, or the NSA or whatever, these secret alphabet groups, wanted to get somebody and sucker him in and set him up to take the fall. The kid fits the profile. Mentally disturbed, all kinds of other problems, you know, obsessed with guns and firearms, you know, come from a single parent home. Not only that, I believe his adopted mother died, actually. So, I mean, the kid was traumatized already in his youth. So, he fits the profile for guys like that to recruit for something like that. So, and that ain't much. That's a lot of speculation, but I'll say that he does fit that, these alphabet groups would want to recruit some kid like that to, you know, set him up to take the fall later.
Right. Now, we're not saying that this happened, but it's something that should be pondered, because it's definitely not something that the government would be against doing. I mean, remember, there is an MK Ultra program out there, and we know about that. And now, again, if people were shot, people were killed, it's tragic. And to avoid this type of tragedy, we need to dig into these things a little bit deeper. I mean, look at the Mandalay Bay shooting. I mean, that is a cluster, beep, and it's definitely a mess, and it's definitely very shady, and there's so much going on there that if the American people don't get to the bottom of what happened there, then this kind of program of using false flags can be used to completely destroy our way of lives in the future. Now, again, I'm not saying this one's a false flag, but we have the right to speculate and to question it. Again, there's two types of false flags, the kind where people are, it's a complete hoax, and the kind where people actually die. And there are elements of the deep state now that it's been uncovered that are capable of doing this. And I think any fairly informed American should not be so naive to believe that there's no one in this government, CIA or otherwise, that would be willing to kill Americans to get a political point made. What do you think? Do you agree with that, Jay?
Oh, wholeheartedly. I mean, let's not forget Sandy Hook, and there's so many weirdnesses associated with Sandy Hook. It's out of control. There's something being covered up there. And, everybody go back and look at the Obama administration. How many mass shootings happened under the Obama administration compared to the Clinton, Bush 1, Reagan, and all those? You're going to notice something real staggering. The numbers were up to like 156, where those guys barely ever broke 30. And, let's not forget, what happens whenever one of these shootings happens? They go after guns and everything, but what's the result of that? Guys like us run out and buy a bunch of guns and ammo. Who makes money off that? I'm sorry to admit it, this might be controversial, but it's a fact. The gun companies and manufacturers make a ton of money off that. When Obama controlled both sections of the House, he never got one single gun law passed. Yeah, there was some state ones, but none of the federal ones. They could have got federal ones through, but they didn't. And it's because, from my point of view, I don't think they're serious about it. They make way too much money off of us running out buying a bunch of guns and ammo. Now, that's a whole other long topic I won't drag into, but there's suspicion in all directions here. And everybody needs to slow down and take a look. And, you might want to take a look at some groups that are viewed as sacred cows, like the NRA. And you're going to notice some suspicious things around those guys, too. But
let me ask
you, Jay, for another day.
Yeah, hold on. Let me ask you something. Do you think there's maybe some senators or people that would be able to change gun legislation that actually have a vested interest in gun sales, like stocks, for instance?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of senators that are on the other side that make a lot of money off gun sales. Feinstein.
Wait a minute.
So
you're telling me that there are prominent senators who can make legislation that can limit our Second Amendment rights that actually can benefit by the threat of curtailing the Second Amendment with their holding of stocks in guns and gun manufacturers?
They benefit by, they threaten it, but they never lift a finger to actually accomplish an action because they make money off the threat. Not actually following through, because they never seem to follow through. They never get it through, but they tend to make a lot of money off scaring everybody that it's about to happen.
Right. So there are senators that have vested interest in gun manufacturing, and if they threaten it, the gun sales go up, so therefore they make extra cash in the stocks they hold, right?
A lot of it. A lot of it. People need to take a look and find out who owns these gun companies.
Right. Maybe some people out there should find out to see if the Feinsteins and all these other people have vested interest in gun manufacturers. That would be very interesting. And I know they do hold them. I mean, we've already uncovered that in a long time ago. But that's interesting. What a great way to control, your income in stocks by threatening to take away guns. They know the usual reaction is to go out and buy more, therefore increasing, your intake. It's funny. It's amazing that they can actually do that. That's interesting. And maybe we'll look into that a little bit more, if there's any way to publicly find out which senators do hold stocks and where. I don't know if you can do that, but is that possible?
It's not hard to do. And anybody that wants to dig into this a little bit, I'll give some people some hints. start looking into Cerberus International, Cerberus, and start looking into something called London of Virginia, and start looking into what gun companies and gun manufacturing groups those guys control. And, you know, the rabbit hole will start there, and quickly that rabbit hole will become an official trench that'll freak you out. But I'll just drop a little hint to everybody to start there, because I know there's other topics you want to cover.
Okay. So now we talked about the Florida shooting. Again, tragic. But now this seems to be normal now, believe it or not. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, we do give our condolences to people that suffered there. And let's see how this pans out. They have a perpetrator who is alive, and let's see what comes of it. Now, let's move on to some of the other stuff. We're cops. I'm retired. You're active. So let's talk about some of the stuff in the cop news, basically. But people should be very interested in what's going on. You have the acquittal of NYPD Sergeant Hugh Berry. He used lethal force against a 66-year-old schizophrenic Bronx woman who was threatening him with a bat. I guess she swung at him and could have caused bodily damage to him. Now, he complied with the NYPD use of force parameter. Okay, we'll come back as soon as we're done with this commercial, and we're going to pick up this subject.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
We're back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
All right, we're back. That's cool. Now, we're going to continue what we were talking about, the NYPD shooting. Now, I'm going to ask your opinion on it, Jay, but this sergeant went on a call and he, you know, felt he needed to use lethal force because his life was in danger regarding a woman wielding in a threatening manner or actually swinging at him a bat. Now, who knows every situation that was there, but he complied with the NYPD use of force parameters. So according to the law, he was justified. And, you know, they still charged him with murder and all this other stuff, and he was acquitted. And I believe rightfully so in this case, because the best way to avoid something like this is not to swing a bat trying to kill a cop or anybody. I mean, even in Castle Doctrine or self-defense law, if someone swings a bat at you, you have a right, if you're armed, you have a right to shoot them too. Am I wrong, Jay?
Not at all. And, you know, I'd like to add something in. Everybody's take, you know, not only are we accountable for our actions, but we're also accountable for our inaction. If you fail to act when you have the opportunity to act, and let's say somebody knocks you out or gets the better of you when you obviously could have prevented that from happening, and now they get their hands on your gun or all the other equipment you got on your belt, well, guess what? You're going to be liable for what happened after that. So, yeah, let's say that this officer didn't act when he damn sure could have, and this woman knocked him out with a bat. Then she grabbed a gun, killed two other officers, or shot somebody else in the building. Well, that officer that got knocked out is going to be liable for her actions because of his inability to act. And people seem to forget that when these officers go up on trial, that they're responsible for their actions and inactions. So if that guy would have failed to act when he did and that woman would have knocked him out and got her hands on that guy's gun, if he'd have lived, because she definitely could have killed him with a bat, that's a deadly weapon for a reason, he could still be liable. So there's other thoughts going on in an officer's mind when one of those actions take place. And, you know, those actions don't happen over, you know, 30 seconds, and James, you can speak to this more than anybody. Those actions happen fast. Those are 4 half-a-second moments that you have to make a decision to act, or everything can go south fast.
Absolutely, and you made a great point. If he didn't act, and if he got knocked out, and she was crazy enough to grab his gun, even an innocent bystander, civilian, would have been shot. And then everybody would have been on the cops. Oh, why didn't you use lethal force? You could have done it. So cops are going to be damned if they do and damned if they don't. So that's a great point. And that's where you're going to get from this radio show, because we know, we have the experience to tell you that this stuff could happen. So literally, he had the legal right to do it, and he did what he thought he had to do. That's why I don't like to judge cops who have to make split second decisions, because we all as cops know what those decisions, how hard they are to make, and how many repercussions can come from them. So it's very difficult to judge a cop when he has to make those split second decisions, because you're not there. Even a cop, it's hard for a cop to make that, you know, to condemn or whatever, because we weren't there in that situation, even though we've may faced many situations like that. But so we side with the cop because literally, he went by the law, and unless you change it, then he's innocent, and he did what he had to do. So the acquittal was the right decision, okay? But now, of course, there's a hissy fit being thrown by everybody, you know, because it's some racial thing, and that's what the problem is, and they got to realize that the law is the law, and that's it. Now, there's plenty of bad guys that get away with things. And this guy did the right thing, and it was the right decision, and I'm glad for that decision. Now, let's get into the media and how they cover things up. There was a couple police shootings. Two officers were killed in Ohio, and there was a Chicago shift commander that was killed in Chicago. And both of the suspects were black, and the media, for some reason, was withholding the picture of the suspect for a while. I don't even know if they released it yet, but why would the media want to withhold a description of a perpetrator or of a suspect? Would you have any idea of why the innocent media that's not controlled by outside elements would want to hide the face of a particular perpetrator, Jay?
Well, I know you're being facetious right now. Everybody knows yeah. exactly why the media would hold that back. It's because, let's just say it, they're on the other side. They're on the other side. If it has to do with black versus white, they're taking up for the black side. I don't care how criminal or ridiculous the black actors or black person acted, they're going to take up for that side. That is just the way it is, everybody. And if you're not aware of this and you're white, you need to flush your headgear out and take a look at the world for the way it really is. And that's just the way it is. That's a fact. That's how they act. The media, the mainstream media, is not your friend. Stop talking to them. They are not your friend.
Right. And we've seen that not only are they not your friend, but they are subversive. They really want this country taken down. And by what we've seen about the releasing of the FISA court rulings and all that stuff, I mean, they are literally doing damage control for the CIA and the deep state. It's absolutely incredible that they're covering up for the bad elements of the FBI. This is absolutely madness. The media right now is so out of control. It's so out of control. I don't even know how to really describe them. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And listen, for the people out there that say, oh, you make it sound like only blacks are committing crimes. No, I never said that. In my book and in my videos, we usually talk about, and I talk about, the fact that the crime that blacks commit is disproportionate to their population. But if you listen to the media, you would think that it was the exact opposite. So it's not about condemning blacks for the crime they commit. It's just pointing out to the why the media is so afraid to mention that, because very real solutions can come about when you know the depth of the problem. So excusing it because of race is a bad idea, because obviously we're seeing that it's getting worse, and it doesn't help anybody or any race to excuse criminal behavior. So we need to get to the bottom. But of course, honesty is not what the media is about. Honesty is not what political correctness is about. And political correctness is killing us, because you cannot tell the truth when you're restricted by political correct parameters. That's just the way it is, people. And that's why the people that listen to this radio station usually know the deal. So we have this little forum here. We want to make it grow, because literally we can reach more people. We can awaken people, because they do need to hear people who were in a position of authority speak this way, because otherwise, you know, you feel like you just got to go along with the game. I mean, so Jay, do you see the media as being subversive right now, when they're, the way they're covering up the left and the elements of the left, and how they violated our rights with the FISA thing and everything else, and they're just covering for it? I mean, does that bother you?
Oh, are you kidding me? It bothers me to no end. And, you know, I'm not having no illusions about where the media stands. And I'm not going to lie, I'm one of these guys that, let's say we had, you know, a revolution or a big change in this country that had to do with, you know, flushing out all the bad elements in our court and justice system. I'm one of these guys that's going to take a personal interest in seeing media talking heads be brought into court. And, you know, if you got up there and you said lies that endangered other lives because of political correctness, or because the government influenced you to do it when you knew it was a lie, or you withheld truthful information and that inevitably put lives in danger, I want to see those people arrested and put on trial for it. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's not Sean Hannity. It's not Rachel Maddow. It's, you know, their editors. Well, I don't care. Those people are the representation. It'll be a much more satisfying for the average citizen to see those people go down, and than it will be for some editor that nobody's heard of that has a Berg or a Stein at the end of their last name. Don't get me wrong; those guys need to pay too. But it's the media talking heads. It's the person that sits there in front of the camera and runs their mouth. Those are the ones that they need to be held responsible. And, the, you know, in a weird way, they're going to be held even more responsible, even if they don't have a lot of say in what they're saying, because, well, you have the privilege of being up there and having that show and all that attention and all that everything, and you withheld information and lied to the public that got other people in danger. So, yeah, you need to pay, and it's important for citizens to see you pay for that. And
in a weird way,
I don't blame them for sticking with the state because, yeah, people like me are not going to want to be their friends. You know, I'm interested in seeing them go down, so I know why they stick with the state.
Well, I mean, the thing is you cannot be part of the media and just have carte blanche to completely lie and fabricate and not be accountable for anything. All right, we're gonna go to another commercial. We're gonna come back, and then we're gonna finish up on this media thing and some other stories. All right.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. You know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Once again, here's the potato and the pasta. I mean, Opie and Anthony. I mean, here's Jim and Scoop.
All right. Let's get back to bad mouth in the media. Before I ask you another question, Jay, just remember, the media is out there not only covering up for nefarious activity, but they're also basically telling Antifa to take to the streets. They're intensifying racial hatred, and they're promoting and facilitating false flags whenever the government tells them to do that. So this is an evil entity right now, and I don't care what media it is. If it's mainstream, mostly like the major networks, it's definitely they're covering stuff up, or they're definitely not telling the American people the truth. There's no liability. They hide under the First Amendment when they say, even when they're completely wrong, yet they try to stifle our First Amendment constantly. So the hypocrisy is beyond belief. Okay, so it's not about First Amendment. It's about accountability. Okay, when these people say crazy things on the media, okay, scripted craziness, they need to be held accountable or at least retract some of the things they say or make up for the mistakes they make. What do you think about that, Jay?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I got to do something for Pete. He usually does this. I'll do it for him. He can't be there. Everybody, that's what this was meant to be. Me and James, we got together and first started on YouTube. We wanted a way for to be a media representation, especially for cops that wanted to come on and talk about something that's racial that's happened to them, going on in their department. Even historical retiree guys. But I would love some cop to come on to tell us about what was really going on in the Boston riots, you know, when that movie came out. I know there's some white cop out there that was in that town that can tell us about some horrible things that were going on that the media will never talk about. Those rioters were up to beyond just looting. And, you know, that's what this is here for. And if people want to hear this, you know, cops, we need to hear from you. You can go on the website, log on, say, hey, I'd like to talk about this. I've got some information. That's what we're here for. And for people out there that are listeners, you know, Pete can bust this butt and comes out of pocket to keep this going. And so donations are important. If you can go to the website, throw something in. We can't take ass for that, but we're asking for it on behalf of Pete. And he kills himself to keep this going. And, you know, if you want this, if you want more of us talking about these things, it's important that people do that. Please go on the website. Please donate. Please offer something up. You know, do it for Pete. Do it for Pete. Do it for all the cops out there. We want to be there for you. But, you know, we stay alive by your leads, by your efforts is the only reason this keeps going. And I just had to say that. I know Pete's not here, and it needs to be said. It is important that that happens. And, of course, the media, yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, Colin Flaherty rants and raves about the media on all his videos. People can go watch those, check that out. I don't need to do it anymore. I just expect the media to do certain things. I always say that before it's all about to go down, before there's actually going to be a change and we're actually going to make things better, the last thing the media do, well, it'll start telling the truth. They'll do it to try to save their necks at the very end. They'll start telling the truth. That's how you can tell when everything's about to go down is when they get on and start telling the truth. And because right now, they're just it's more profitable for them for lying because they're in too deep. They're too far gone. They can't repair themselves. It's too late. So, yeah, they're going to back the state up. They're going to back political correction, and they're going to back the leftists because that's the only thing. And I'm going to tell you, media that portrays itself as right is going to do the same thing. You know, I've said it before, Fox is not your friend. You know, Tucker Carlson cucks all the time on important issues. He does it constantly. Don't get suckered in and lulled in by that. Everybody needs to remember after 9/11, remember how Fox acted? I'll never forget them on there going, if you say anything about the fact that there's any kind of conspiracy with 9/11, that means you hate America and you hate your country. And I'll never forget all the Fox commentators saying that stuff. And people need to not forget it. They haven't changed. They haven't changed.
Well, the funny thing is there's a pretty revealing video about Donald Trump before he became president was completely saying that 9/11 was a set-up false flag. He knew it, and he said buildings can't come down that way, period. He sounded completely red-pilled about it. And then not too long afterwards, he's there completely with the opposite scenario, saying, oh, it's a tragedy, you know, the usual thing. So it's amazing. It's just amazing how they get you to see things and say things the way they want you to. Remember, people, propaganda is legal. For the American government. That means they can lie to you legally. and there's no repercussions. That's amazing. They just passed that not too long ago. Also, remember Project Mockingbird. The CIA had their assets in every major news media, and they were able to control the major stories. So don't think this is some conspiratorial thing. I mean, these are actual things that they have their hands in. And obviously, if you can't see the media is twisted by now, please just get off this show, because you're never going to learn anything. You could just take all the mainstream garbage they fill you with, and you're going to be led exactly where they're going to lead you to. And it's not going to be any place good. Okay? Now, okay, so also here's another thing about the censorship. My YouTube channel, of which Jay is a major part of, it's completely censored. Now, again, I don't make money off YouTube. I didn't monetize it. So what happens is I put a video out. They're all very informative, but I put a video out. They'll either take it off within a couple of hours because they says it doesn't fit some of their parameters, which is false, because I go through all the parameters and I meet everything, and it's wrong. But they don't care. It's like, you know, so what? We don't care. We're still going to block it. Plus, here's another thing. Put out a good video. I'll get hundreds and hundreds of views within the first hour or two. I'll get almost as many comments as I do views, which is very rare. You can get a YouTube video that has 50,000 views and maybe just 300 or 400 comments. I'll get 400 comments in a day and with maybe 1,000 views. So that is very rare. And I'll get a lot of thumbs up versus thumbs down for such a short period of time. So that shows you that people are watching, but YouTube is playing all the tricks, hiding the video, shadow banning people, doing all the kind of words and terminology that they do to silence guys like us. But, you know, and then they take a lot of videos off, and that's just the way it is. But if we're playing their game, we're going to be led to the same place that they want you to go. So, you know, we'll find other ways. Maybe we'll do that Minds.com. Jay, do you know anything about that Minds.com thing?
Yeah, it's other media platforms that are trying to get out there and replace YouTube, and they're getting going, the you know, and we got to support them somehow. There's, you know, we've got to get away from these guys. I always fear that once they start getting big, the usual suspects, the money changers, will step in and force these guys to comply or shatter their company out from underneath them. And, you know, but still, you can't give up hope on it. You got to keep working these different angles. And just remember, you know, our enemy is at war with us. You know, they're at war and there are no rules. So, you know, just everybody needs to keep that in mind when they're fighting the enemy. The enemy has no rules and they're at war with us. So, you know, you need to always have perspective on what your enemy's doing and what their way they're fighting. You know, I'm just trying to illuminate the battlefield we currently find ourselves deployed on.
Exactly. And just remember this, people. Why are they trying to silence really pretty much nobodies like us? I mean, who really cares that we're telling the truth? That scares them for some reason. And when you know something scares them, you know that you're on the right topic. And that's the scary part, because no matter what we're talking about, we're doing it with experience and facts, and even some good conjecture based on facts. So if they want to silence that or hide that, then you know you're telling the truth, because the lies are predominant. The lies are out there, and everybody's lying. You could see even our everybody's lying. All our politicians, everybody, they're all full of it. But when you tell the truth and they want to silence that, then you got to say, why are they trying to silence it? What scares them so much that a couple of guys like me and Jay could scare the crap out of these people? And they are afraid of it. And we'll leave it at that. But hey, Jay, let's end this on a lighter note. I know you were a big fan of Obama, and I'm sure you're probably very pleased with those portraits of him. So what do you got to say about that?
All right, Meatball Lancia. Yeah, the portraits
That's funny. They know all right, so what do you think about those portraits? That's funny, man.
Trying to get my goat, huh? Yeah, the portrait.
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing.
Michelle Obama looks like something else.
Hold on a second. That's like the worst insult you could sling at a guy like Jay. So I'm just going to let everybody know that right now. So that's funny. All right, Jay. So what do you? You're a connoisseur of art. What do you think about those paintings? Does it capture the great statesman that was Obama?
Oh, my God. That one portrait of him is just cartoonish looking, and we don't even need to get into who painted it. That guy's just ridiculous. But that picture of Obama, it reminds me of something you would see hanging in some oriental nail salon, you know, with the faded. It already looks faded. It looks like it's been leaning in the sun since the 80s. You know, it already looks like crap. It's like, wow, these are our presidents. What a ridiculous thing. But it's probably fitting because they were kind of a joke. So there you go.
All right, bro. Well, we're going to leave it at that. And thank you for coming on, Jay. I really appreciate it. I'm sure Pete and his explosive diarrhea will appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. Take care, everybody.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.